Welcome back to the Ari Hoffman Show. As a frustrated theater kid, or a retired theater kid, now I'm a radio host, but I love going to musicals, I love going to plays, and my all-time favorite movie is Back to the Future. So when I heard there's Back to the Future the musical, I was excited and skeptical at the same time. I was joking with my brother, I want to go see it on Broadway, but then I found out the official tour of the show was coming to Seattle, and thanks to our friends over at the Seattle Theater Group and the Paramount Theater, my wife and I had the opportunity to go see the show the other night. And, all right, let's start with the good, and then we'll get to the bad, with Back to the Future, the musical. And the closest thing I can compare it to, I'm not going to compare it to Catch Me If You Can or The Outsiders or Swing Kids or anything else that's been turned into a musical from a movie. I don't think that's a fair comparison. I think the closest thing I can compare it to is Die Hard the musical that's running right now in Seattle at that small little theater out near Green Lake. Because Die Hard the musical, which was done by a local theater company, they know it's a campy show. They're fighting with Nerf guns and water guns and Christmas decorations. They know it's campy. It's meant to be campy. The problem with Back to the Future, the musical, it can't decide if it's serious or if it's campy, and the campy doesn't go far enough. If you had done a full campiness version of it, I would get it. What it seems to me is that whoever made this musical, and I can't believe I saw Bob Gale's name on this thing as an official person, because they're very protective of Back to the Future. If you're going to go full campy, then give them notes to be full campy. It seems to me like whoever created the show did not take any of the notes anybody gave them. Now, the production is brilliant and incredible. I'll say that. The sets are amazing. They make use of all the surrounding special effects. In fact, when I first walked in, there's little noises from the time machine. There's little things on the screen in front of you. It felt like I was at Universal Studios on the ride. That's what it felt like. And I was excited. I walk in, and then when that music comes up, the theme you just heard, I was super excited, getting all excited about it. But then I really felt like I was at Universal Studios when the ride broke down. So what happens is the DeLorean scene at the end with the clock tower is, of course, the climax of the musical, climax of the movie, and the cars on stage. In the beginning of the show, the thing worked fine, but it broke down at the end. And the whole scene wasn't working right. Now, what's interesting is when it first failed, I didn't even realize what was going on. Just the curtain comes down and a please stand by message comes up on the screen. We're adjusting the space-time continuum, which means they are prepared for these problems and they deal with them regularly. This is the traveling show. But the problem for me is they deal with these problems so regularly, you think they'd be better at it by now. So what happens? They try restarting it from the beginning of the clock tower scene, not where you left off. And then it didn't work again. So then you're sitting there for a few more minutes, and then they try it again. And what's funny is the car isn't turning the way it needs to turn, so it looks like it's drifting through Hill Valley. So those of you who saw the Back to the Future 4 parody for April Fool's Day, Fast to the Furious, where they had Vin Diesel driving the DeLorean through the streets of Tokyo and you thought it was Back to the Future 4. Yeah, that's kind of what it looked like. But this happened again and again and again. 55 minutes. The show must go on. The show must go on. And at some point, you got to say, all right, let's just keep going. And at some point, they went to where we left off from. I wonder who's making these calls backstage. Is it the stage manager or the director? Because at some point, 50 minutes, you know how many people walked out of that theater when it's been an hour of this thing? And you know what's disappointing to me the most? I didn't like the first act. I've been very, very clear that I didn't like the first act. But the second act is what the show should have been the whole time. I don't like these random songs. I'm the doc, and I'm going to tell you about time. That's stupid. I like these other songs that they did for campiness. One was about how great the future is going to be. And it had lots of little throwbacks to Back to the Future 2, 3, and even The Ride. Great stuff on stage. Really brilliantly done. They had these very heartwarming songs between Marty McFly and his father, which were great. This stuff, which is like, I'm the doc, and I'm going to tell you about Time Machine. That reminded me very heavily of Grease 2. Grease 2, which is a cult classic, but it's awful. Oh, we're going to go back to school. Let's sing about it. We're going to go bowling. Let's sing about it. No, it has to feel more natural than that. But Act 2 was so great. and then the Enchantment Under the Sea dance, that's great. And then Johnny Be Good, that's great. And the clock tower scene is great and campy and awesome, and I'm having a great time. And then when the thing broke down and took you out of it, where we know what happens, but I was worried Marty wasn't getting Back to the Future. And the actors did a great job of making fun of it. Like, let's do this again. Good thing I got a time machine. Like, they are clearly prepared for it. And I got to say, the actors in the show were stupendous. We had Marty McFly, the guy who plays him, Caden Birch. We had him on the show a few weeks ago, had him on. The guy who plays George McFly, that man is human Gumby. The woman who plays Marty's mom, Lorraine Baines McFly, she's fantastic, even more over the top than Leia Thompson was in the original. The guy who plays Doc Brown, he's a lot of fun. The guy who plays Mayor Goldie Wilson steals the show. The song by Mayor Goldie Wilson should not be the thing that is the song you remember from the soundtrack, but that's not just how good the actor was. That was something that stuck out, but also how bad the first act was. It was a combination of factors. But I'll say what I was most disappointed by is, as a theater kid, you have to deal with things going wrong on stage. Like, I remember one time we had a prop gun and a bunch of us were supposed to get shot and it didn't fire. It didn't fire. So I remember very specifically, it didn't fire in practice and we all pretended to die anyway. And our director ripped our heads off. He goes, things are going to go wrong. But if you can't fake die, if nobody's firing a gun at you, the audience will be like, that's garbage. So what happens? We did it again and the guy beat us to death with the gun and it worked. Okay, you figure out how to do these things. And one night in an actual show, the gun didn't go off again, but we knew what to do that time. While you're sitting there for 50 minutes, you got a lot of time to Google Back to the Future, the musical. And you find out how many technical problems this musical has had. Anybody who saw the show without technical problems goes, it's a technical marvel. But anybody who saw the show with technical problems, that's all they remember about the show, which is too bad. That car flying away at the end, yes, it does fly, and they got it working again. Awesome! The car at the beginning just coming out on stage, awesome! It is a technical marvel. But if the thing's going to break down that many times, you should be prepared for it. The most embarrassing part. Look, I know what I had in my college theater. I know what I had in my high school theater. I assume that they have better things on professional Broadway. But the fact that while there's a very serious moment between Marty and Doc, there is a dude with a black sheet over him crawling across the stage, army crawl style, to hook up a rope to the DeLorean to pull it off stage, and everybody starts laughing. You would think they'd be more prepared for this. And by the way, I don't blame the Paramount at all. The Paramount did a great job. And by the way, the Paramount's marketing for this is amazing. They're having fan nights. Last night, they had a lineup of DeLoreans. Everybody's wearing Marty McFly vests. The Paramount's doing a spectacular job with this. But I'm kind of disappointed with a traveling production of a Broadway show. You're not better prepared for things to go wrong. Now, with my review, I'm actually a little mad at some people who have the media review job. You know why? They got their headline when the thing broke down and they walked out. And they walked out because they got their story. Marty doesn't make it back to the future. Technical problems. You're there to review the show until it ends. You're there for the whole story. How dare you guys leave? That's rude to the people on stage who are working their tails off to give you a show. That's rude. That's obnoxious. And you know what? The Paramount doesn't have to give you those tickets. And I thought that was really, really rude. I stuck it out for all those 50 minutes. And you know what? The ending was great. The ending was enjoyable. And as I said, Act 2 is way better than Act 1. I'll give you some reviews from other members of my family. My sister has seen Back to the Future, the musical, 3 times on Broadway because she loves it so much. My brother, who did not like the musical, said, you know what, I didn't like the musical, but then I remembered that I liked Back to the Future, and I enjoyed the show. Which is, I think, one of the most honest reviews I've ever heard, and that's from my brother, who doesn't do this for a living. My review of the show, you want to have a good time and see something spectacular on stage, even if the DeLorean breaks down, go see Back to the Future, the musical. If you love Back to the Future, don't take it like the Torah. Don't take it like the Bible. Go and have fun with it. And you know what? A lot of people are not theater snobs like I am. Go see Back to the Future. It's running through December 22nd at the Paramount. You can get the tickets over at the Paramount's website, at the Seattle Theater Group's website. You can get them on StubHub. You can get them all over the place. Go have a fun night out. And hopefully, Marty actually does make it back to the future during your showing.